CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during the show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's Underground Radio.
For CJLO News, I'm Donald Roberge. As of July 1st, anyone traveling on the island of Montreal will pay the same fare, regardless of the form of public transportation they use. The new fare structure is based on regions rather than modes of transport, and will be divided into four sections: Zone A, covering the island of Montreal; Zone B, for Laval and Longueuil; Zone C, for the north and south shores; and Zone D, for exterior regions covered by the Autorité Régionale de Transport Métropolitain. This means users of the metro and buses on the island will not have to figure out the fare costs when traveling by EXO commuter train or the REM, only the zone they want to travel to. It also means that regular travelers outside of the city center will pay a reduced fare, rather than have to purchase both an Opus card and a travel pass for the EXO. While most fares will rise about 2%, single passage tickets will remain at $3.50 in Montreal, Laval, and Longueuil. Canada will be opening four new embassies in Eastern Europe. The announcement was made by Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly, who said that four ambassadors would be appointed for Lithuania, Estonia, Armenia, and Slovakia. Joly also confirmed that Canada would be reinforcing its military presence in Latvia as part of its efforts to increase its diplomatic presence in Eastern Europe amid Russia's war with the Ukraine, saying it has changed the security and diplomatic landscape in Europe, to which Canada needs to respond strategically. The minister made the announcement while at a NATO summit in Spain, with Canada putting 2% of its gross national product towards defense as part of an agreement made by all NATO members in 2014. The announcement comes as NATO members formally invited Finland and Sweden to join their alliance, while formally treating Russia as their biggest threat. For the third year in a row, there will be no Canada Day parade in Montreal. While the coronavirus remains a concern, organizers have declared that Heritage Canada's reduced funding just isn't feasible at a time of historic inflation, with the cost of insurance, fuel, and even ingredients at their highest in decades. According to organizers, sponsors are also difficult to attract, as parades are not able to provide tax receipts. So rather than a parade, attention will be focused on organizing a celebration to take place at the Old Port, which will include games, a cake, a concert, and fireworks. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM Podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
CJLO 1690 AM. Great A Explosives, first time back in studio since March of 2020. And, you know, it's been a while. For some reason, I wasn't here in the studio. I don't know why. Who knows? Who knows anymore about anything? You know? You know. You get it. What you just heard was some stuff from, well, you heard Adrian Payne in The Dead Sexy right before the news. And before that, some Yesterday's Ring with Always a Little Bit Sad off of their latest record, which is very good. If you are liking yourself some sad, sad music, sad country, sad bastard, sad punk music, that's where you should definitely head out and look at. But if you want some more upbeat punk stuff, you should definitely go check out, again, and big thanks to Gab De La Vega, who stopped in to do some acoustic stuff here in studio and an interview. So big thanks to him for taking the time to chat and play stuff and all of that good stuff. And now, since I promised you, I know you're like,
oh, when are you going to get to the stuff that I like? And it's going to be like, you know, better.
Okay, well, don't worry here. Don't get yourself all up in worked up and all concerned, because I got some louder things for you. You heard me start with some Adrian Payne and the Dead Sexy. But you know what? Let's do some Alexis on Fire here, shall we? They have a new record out. Their first one in 12 years, I want to say. Something like that. I'm going to play Sweet Dreams of Otherness off of Otherness, and then we will see where we go from there. So keep it locked. This is a Great A Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM.
I know. Traveling seems almost like a necessity, either for the pleasure of discovering new places or to visit friends and family. However, in a time of increased awareness about our environmental impact, Via Rail might provide the answer you need. Not only does Via Rail offer a solution to the problem of travel's carbon footprint, but does so at low cost and with great comfort. But don't just take it from me. Here are two members of the Concordia community who can speak to their own experiences traveling with Via.
I love taking Via Rail because I like the quiet pause and relaxation it incorporates into my travel. I always meet really cool people on the train and enjoy taking the time to have interesting conversations with my fellow travelers about where they come from and where they're going.
I've used Via Rail quite a few times and I really like it. It's accessible price-wise, even for students, and it's super, super convenient. I'll definitely keep using them.
Go to viarail.ca to learn more about pricing options for students and young people so you can start making a difference and saving money with your travel today.
Hello, friends. Do you enjoy sweet melodies gently caressing your ears like a summer breeze? Then go elsewhere, because here at the Noisy Lot, we listen to nothing but the loudest, angriest, and heaviest music this side of the Dakari. Join me, your host, Oren Loft, as I take you through a ride of the heaviest and strangest bizarre assortments of music on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're listening to
CJL.
CJLO.
1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM. How is it going, everybody? Well, why don't you calm down there, Exciter, all right? That's what we're doing here. We're in weird place, weird time. Live show. That's what happens. Sometimes things go crazy. That's the way it is. That is some Exciter for you off of their album, The Dark Command. That is Aggressor off of there. And the reason I'm playing that for you is because Exciter is going to be coming to town for you to play. It's going to be a good show, I think. I have no idea what the future holds. Perhaps it will not be a good show, but, you know, I have a feeling it will be. I don't know why I would think otherwise. They're going to be, DungeonWorks is putting this on. This is actually a new date that they had before. They're going to be playing with Ashes of Eden at Foof's. It's going to be on July 8th. So, you know, a couple days from now. And in fact, if you would like some tickets to see Exciter, you can call in here to 514-848-7471 and enter yourself to win some tickets. And get two tickets to go see them for $3 if you feel comfortable going out to shows. I won't be there because I do not feel comfortable going out to shows right now. Being around sweaty people, especially with monkeypox out there, that's what we're concerned about, right? Monkeypox? I'm pretty sure that's what everyone's concerned about. Certainly not about the other thing that's going out through there. I mean, Quebec Public Health was just like, hey, everybody, I guess be careful out there or something. Oh, if only there was something we could do to help you. And yet, here we are. Maskless, raw dog in the air at all points in time. Of course, that means, you know, petting dogs with our bare hands. That is what that means, right? I'm pretty sure that's what that means. I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, and that's what it said it means, so I have to believe that that's the case. You know? You know. You get it. You understand. You get it. So now I'm like, what do I do with the rest of this show? You know? I can keep going and some... I played some... Well, actually, you know what? Let me cover what I played before, and then maybe you can help me to determine what I should do with the rest of the show. You heard some Rebel Priest before that Exciter with Lesson in Love off of Lesson Love? That doesn't seem right. That can't be the name of that rock record. That would be a close to title track, but not really. And that doesn't seem right. That seems wrong. Before that, some Broken Love with Dead Weight off of Volume 1. So that one is definitely right, for sure. That's got to be right. And some Alexis on Fire started off this hour with Sweet Dreams of Otherness. I'm sorry. I won't do that again. I'm sorry. It just comes out, you know. This Alexis on Fire album is, it's good. It's not crisis good, but it's good. Unlike the next thing I'm going to play from you. That's how we'll transition here. That's what we'll do. We'll go right into some stuff that's not quite as good as what we were doing. There is a new Coheed and Cambria record out. I know. It's Vaxis Act 2, A Window of the Waking Mind. You know how it is. You get it. You understand. Why do I keep saying that? I have to stop saying that. I have to switch to something else. Really, that's what we got to do here. Anyway, this new Coheed and Cambria record, it's not good. I mean, that's not true. It's just fine. And that's it. I mean, that is like, it is just barely getting to fine. Okay? Like, I know everyone else is like, you know, oohing and awing over this thing, but like, not me. I'm not into it as much as everybody else is, clearly. And I don't know if that says something about me. Like, I know Coheed and Cambria. All right? Like, I'm not jumping into this on the first time. I didn't jump into it on the last album. I've been listening to this band since, admittedly not the first record, the second record. But, you know, I know what I'm talking about here. I get it. I understand what this band is doing. And I've listened to all of their stuff. And, you know, this is not as bad as Color Before the Rainbow Stars or Sun or whatever it is. Who cares? It's a bad album. Bad album about your personal life? Bro, I didn't sign up to hear about your personal life. I signed up to hear a space opera about nonsense. That's what I came here for. So please don't give me your nonsense about your family. That's not going to happen. Sorry. But this new record is even about weird space opera stuff, and it's still not quite doing it. It's just not doing it for me. Last week I played Shoulders, very good track off here. Must admit, very good track. So this week I'm going to play Love Murder 1, probably the other good track off this record. And then I'm probably not going to play anything else off of here. So that's, if you like this record, you'll have to go and listen to The Noisy Loft later tonight so you can hear more of it, because it's just not going to be happening here. I'm sorry, I just can't. I can't get with it. I just can't. So here we go. Let's play some Coheed and Cambria, and then we will see where we traverse from there. I've got to hit some CanCon quotas, so, you know, there's going to be a lot of Canadian content coming up. But let's start off with some Coheed and Cambria. Keep it locked. It's Great Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM.
If you see me bleeding, leave me alone. Don't want you in my world throwing stones. This glass house isn't yours to comb, so we're done. Game's over, love, murder, why? Have we come to an understanding? Let's agree to disagree. Circumventing resolutions. And all they seem to lack can keep us from coming back. Oh, when I drink from your cauldron, I see through your witching eyes. The more it reveals that we're broken, and I love nothing to last, it only lives to die.
Yeah. Evenco presents Wilco live at Entelus on Saturday, August 20th.
Now don't you fall apart while I'm falling apart.
Wilco coming to town with their brand new album, Cruel Country. For tickets information, please visit evenco.ca. Wilco live in Montreal. Don't miss it.
It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning.
Come on, move!
You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love of...
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer. Your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
CJLO, don't worry.
We're not robots.
Thank you.
CJLO 1690 AM. This is Great A Explosives live in studio for the first time since March of 2020. It has been an exciting show, everybody. We had Gab De La Vega stop by. He did some performing with his guitar. His acoustic guitar is... See, normally when I do a guitar, it's like whittly woo, but you can't really whittly woo on an acoustic. I mean, you can, but it doesn't sound as whittly wooey. You know, what I'm. You see, I almost fell into it again. I'm trying to come up with something different to relay to you that you understand. You know what I mean, right? You are very smart. I know you. I know you get it. I know you're of the smart variety who understand the complexities of what I am trying to get out to you. We just heard with some Elephant Rose off of their self-titled record, Narcosis. That's the track, of course. The self-titled record is Elephant Rose. That's what it's called. Yeah. I don't need to explain that to you. Before that, some Spook the Beast off of their album, which came out in 2021, at the end of 2021. That is a track called Shapeshifter. Record is called Where All Things Die. Although it is more of an EP since it's only two tracks, so, you know, split some hairs here, whatever. Dark Circles, Soul Suppressor off of Frantic Death. Gutser with Foolish Mortals off of Spill Everything. Sudden Waves off of their surprise EP they released 2 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago. Everything is Temporary is the name of the track. Courtside is the EP. And some Coheed and Cambria with Love Murder 1 off of Vaxis - Act 2 : A Window of the Waking Mind, a title which is not nearly as complicated as Good Apollo : I Am Burning Star 4 : From Fear Through the Eyes of Madness. Yeah, that was a real title that I remembered. And, you know, that's for some reason I dedicated that to my memory, but I can't remember my own phone number sometimes. We're in a weird time. This is weird times that we live in, everyone. Weird times indeed. I've been going through trying to reorganize the, because this is as I said, this has been the first time in, and I've been trying to reorganize the metal vault here for all the metal DJs who are going to be playing stuff on their shows, in theory, coming up here in the next couple weeks, and it is not going very well. I just got to let you know, I thought that it would work much better, but it's just a bunch of not well organized things have been happening here. Really, it's my fault. I should have organized this better to figure out both when things are old and things like that. But I've been playing you all new stuff, and I'm going to keep going with that. I'm going to end off the show here with something from the new Red Handed Denial record. It's called I'd Rather Be Asleep, which, oh boy, howdy, do I feel that. Oh. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go, and I'm going to look at the length of all these, figure out what I can play here in the next little bit, and that will be that. So that will be the show. I'm going to play Saint for you off of here. So that will end the show, and I will catch you later. There will be Bill's country western show coming up after this, so keep it locked for that. This will not transition well, and I'll catch you next week with an interview with Electric Mistress. It'll be a pre-recorded show again, because I'm just gonna see how this went, listen to it back, see what's going on. So here's some Red Handed Denial with Saint. Go out and see Gab De La Vega if you feel comfortable. Go see Exciter this week on the 8th at Foof's if you feel comfortable, and wear your mask, be safe, and I'll catch you all later. Keep it locked. More CJLO programming is coming up after this. This has been a live version of Great Explosives in studio. Here you go, Red Handed Denial.